free ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Steph wraps it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end. If you could all collect your belongings and head to the exits promptly. Thank you. The NBL Blitz has now concluded. Day 8 is in the bag. This is the last audio journal of my experience of NBL Blitz 2023. Tonight, as with all the nights except for day 1, there were two games. We had the New Zealand Breakers up against the Sydney Kings, and then we had Melbourne United versus Brisbane Bullets. But my theme for tonight was appreciation night. That's what this is really about for me tonight. But before we get into any of that, I want to give you my last dinner update. Look, first of all, you'll have seen that the tuna mornay was eaten. And hopefully you saw that video that Nick and I produced. If you haven't, go to YouTube and search for Nick's Wildcats videos. You will find there some video updates about our time in Darwin. You'll find out about what we've been doing about signing new dinners. If this makes no sense to you, hopefully it will once you check out the video. Tonight's dinner was Vegemite on toast. I've just eaten it. It was pretty good. There's always a place in my heart for Vegemite on toast. So that brings to an end the Darwin dinners. And it also brings to an end the Blitz. Right, let's get into the game. New Zealand Breakers versus Sydney Kings. Pardon for New Zealand. He has a good low post game and he started demonstrating that early. And the Breakers, in turn, started well. Unfortunately, one of my favourite players, Cam Glidden, he missed two consecutive threes on one play. Couldn't help but notice that one. Justin Simon, defensively, you can see why he won Defensive Player of the Year. He mirrors the ball really well. He just, you know, wherever the ball goes, he is, his hands, he's totally mirroring it. It's not a word you want to say many times in a row, but he mirrors it really well. Xavier Cooks, I know people are already starting to talk him up as MVP, and he is an impressive athlete. There's no doubt about it. And a good basketball player, really good basketball player. But it's the athleticism that he possesses and his physique that allows him to, you know, do so well in the NBL. But what he still hasn't been able to find, at least in these three games of the Blitz, is that three-point shot. And to me, that's what's the difference maker between him being a really solid player and a great player. He really needs to find that three-point shot. He hasn't demonstrated that there's been any improvement in his game in that regard. So I think until that point, he's going to be needing to just continue to be a rim runner and an athletic presence that can attack the rim and grab rebounds and push the ball. But that three-point shot is not there. Speaking of shooting, on the other hand, Kwot Noi, tonight, all tournament really, one of the things I've noticed is that he's a bit of an offensive black hole. And I don't know whether this is his decision-making or instructions from the coaching team, but each time he gets the ball, the shot's going up. He is an offense stopper. Tonight, I actually counted only one completed pass by Kwot Noi. There was a second attempted pass that was deflected and went out of bounds. But yeah, Kwot Noi, I don't have his shooting stats ahead of me, but he scored well. But every time he got the ball, he was finishing the offense. And that doesn't matter whether the offense was early in its rotation or late in the rotation. When the ball got to him, that's when the shot went up. So all the other NBL defenses, be aware, that might be something to look out for. The game was quite close in the end, but that was really as a result of poor shot selection from Sydney. It kept the game close, and allowed New Zealand to hang around. Ryan Rupert, he is an incredible athlete. Considering he's only 18, he just looks so smooth. He's like a gazelle on the court. Everything looks like it comes really easily to him. And for an 18-year-old as well, his three-point shot is super impressive, really smooth. One little bit of fun that happened in both these games tonight, I was sitting baseline again. I was able to recover the game ball and pass it back to the referee. Never done that before in an NBL game. So that was a little bit of fun for me. I talked about it being appreciation night as well. Before the game, I spoke to Vaughan Mabry. We all know him as one of the key officials in the NBL. Said hello to him. Lovely guy. Really, really nice. The NBL has really improved the professionalism of the referees. They have a whole training program. They've got sports scientists and nutritionists and all that kind of stuff. Exercise plans, so they are kept in tip-top shape by the NBL these days. So that is good to hear that investment is being made in the referees. And well done to them for sticking to the fitness plan. Vaughan's looking very trim, ready to start the season. And then before the second game, I ran into the another referee, Michael Allen. Yeah, Michael Allen, we talked about the fitness. He went to try and steal my beer. I was only joking. He was just, as I was wandering back from the bar and he walked past and sort of feigned to take it. So good on you, Michael. Maybe next time I'll get you one. Melbourne United versus Brisbane Bullets. Many, many, many air balls from Melbourne in this game. I've drawn a blank because I didn't take many notes in this game because I was just soaking in the fact that it was the last game of the Blitz. And after seeing so many games, it's hard to continue to take notes and focus in on what's going on. But what I did notice was Tanner Krebs went to work in the fourth quarter, but so did Chris Goulding. And they were going shot for shot. Ultimately, Melbourne won out. It was a fun game. Xavier Ratan-Mays, again, I thought he might win tournament MVP, actually, because all three games he performed pretty well. Didn't quite get there, but he had another good game, and he's shaping up to be a key player for this team, I think, for this season. And he's probably showing a bit more shooting touch and form and consistency than he showed for the Hawks last year. The player I'd be worried, if I was Melbourne United, given that they've lost Huck Porty, I think Jordan Caroline may end up being a victim of circumstance, and I wonder if he will last the distance with this squad. Not because he's not a good player, but because their needs have now changed. They need some additional size. Humphreys played well for them, no doubt at all. But when we get into the season proper, I just think they may lack a little depth up front. They used Aquera a little bit, but without Huck Porty there as a secondary option, they may need to go to the market and see what they can find. So look out for that. See what Melbourne United's decision makers choose to do. So that brought the end of the game. Then we had the presentations, and the winner of the Ray Borner medal for tournament MVP went to Jack McVay of the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. I talked yesterday about how he seemed like he's really grown into himself and really become a comfortable and a confident guy, sort of really self-assured on the court. And I think winning that award is further evidence that that is being seen and his game is really doing the talking. So congratulations to Jack McVay for that. But congratulations to the Adelaide 36ers for again winning the Logan's Bruton Cup as the winners of the NBL Blitz 2023. CJ Bruton just keeps winning that trophy that has his dad's name on it. course, they won it last year, the Adelaide 36ers. I think before that, he might have won it in Brisbane as well. So, yeah, CJ, holding the names, you know, the family name proudly, keeps winning that trophy. So well done to Adelaide for that performance. And best of luck to Adelaide as they now travel to the NBA cross-NBL series. Let's see what they can do over there before they rejoin the NBL for a season in like round three or whatever that is. And then next week, we go straight into round one of NBL. So there is no more breaks in basketball. We're into it now, into the season proper, and I'm really looking forward to it. But now, just as I wrap up this podcast, I just want to issue a couple of thank yous. And as I said, it's Appreciation Day. I talked to the referees and I mentioned to Vaughn how much I appreciated the fact that they continue to referee our game. Because obviously without them, it doesn't happen. And I know we all love to hate them at times, but they are very important. So I passed on my thanks to him as a fan for doing the great job that he does. I also want to pass on my thanks and appreciation to the NBL for putting on this tournament and then also for allowing me to attend, issuing me with a media accreditation. It's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. I want to thank all the players, the coaches, the ex-players and the people of Darwin who spoke to me and were so friendly. This whole tournament has just been an absolute blessing in terms of just being open, relaxed, everybody's friendly, everybody's engaging. And I really feel like, you know, I was with my people. I didn't obviously ever play in the NBL, would have loved to have done, but didn't. But the people of the NBL were really, really great. And that extends to the front office people of the NBL, the league as well. Thanks to Luke Sicari. Thanks to Tristan. Thanks to everybody involved in the program of making this league work and helping out independent media producers such as myself. And Nick Tan as well with the Perth Bandits. It's really a fantastic opportunity and greatly appreciated. And I also want to thank you, the listener, who has stuck with this through 8 days of Blitz updates and many, many, many Twitter updates from myself. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it's given you something to listen to on the commutes or while you're doing the laundry or whatever else you're doing during the day, that you've been able to take a few minutes out of your day and sort of listen to basketball talk. And I hope that I've done that justice for you. We will now head into the NBL season proper, and I think we'll probably go back to regular scheduled programs of the NBL Pocket Podcast with both myself and Joe. And if you've got any ideas for what you might like to hear from the show this season, please let us know, because I'm always open to good ideas. So that is me, Andrew Kenyon, signing off from the Blitz with a big thank you to the Northern Territory Government for putting this NBL tournament on, and the NBL for being here, and for you for listening. Until next time, that's me. I'm out. Might go eat some more toast.